This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Huge crowds gathered Monday in Tehran to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
In their hundreds of thousands, Iranians thronged to the streets of Tehran on Monday for the funeral of their military commander, Qasem Soleimani. 4 days after he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq, finally a chance to say goodbye.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led prayers at the funeral of Soleimani and others killed in the strike. Since authorizing the killing, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran will be targeted again if Americans or American assets are attacked.
Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain, France and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's role in the region. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the U.S. killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakili.
In the wake of the airstrike, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to Islamic State militants.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Three Americans were killed by Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group during an attack on Sunday on a military base in Kenya. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
Pictures released by militant group al-Shabaab Sunday claim to show the aftermath of an attack in Kenya, which killed three Americans. One U.S. military service member and two contractors were killed in Sunday's attack on a military base close to the Somali border. Several others were wounded, and the Kenyan military said a number of militants were dead. Now the attack presents another crisis for Washington. The Pentagon is grappling with a rapidly escalating standoff with Iran following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Iran's top military commander.
That's Sarah Charlton reporting. Sunday in Venezuela, the socialist lawmaker Luis Parra was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. The swearing-in has been called a parliamentary coup and condemned by dozens of governments around the world. Libby Hogan has more.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man who staked a rival claim to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in Australia, which have burned millions of hectares across three states. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.